Our speaker today is Dr. Larry Guthrie, and Larry has been a friend of Fort for a long, long time, longer than he looks old, that's for sure. But Larry has the unique ability to speak to adults and kids at the same time, and both of us are going to learn something. So, Larry, come on up and teach us.
It's nice to be here. We had a wonderful Wrangler's breakfast this morning, and all 19 of us shared it with a few other people. So thank you for sharing your hash browns and your eggs, and the water was beautiful out there. When we arrived at Fort Wilderness back in 1974, we had been in control of our lives. We were believers at the time, but we had never made Jesus the Lord of our life. And it was through the ministry that the Lord had in our lives, through Fort Wilderness, that we came to a point where we wanted what God wanted to give us. And I can remember at the end of one of our stays here, I went to church that next Sunday morning, and I dropped my class ring, the ring that I wore over here, as a symbol, I guess, of all of the things that I wanted to do and all of the things that I had accomplished. I dropped that in the offering plate that morning as just a moment in time where I could look back on as a moment that I had said, God, I want what you want to give me. And he did. Within a very short time, I got fired from the university. I was a professor at Indiana University, and it was as if God was saying, I saw that. I heard your prayer. So let's go. You've let go of those things that were in the past, and now I have a future for you. I didn't know what that future included. I didn't even know which way to turn. But at that time, Fort Wilderness was looking for someone to direct a program for young people. And they invited us to join the staff. That became the Work Study Mission program that then became True North. And I'm not even sure I know what it's called today, but that began back in 1979. And as we continued to grow here at Fort Wilderness, we began to see that God's handiwork can be seen in just about anything, certainly in his creation, but also in the things that happen in our lives, all of the things that are around us. We began to tell stories. I can remember telling stories over in the yellow and white big top. How many of you remember that? You know what it was like. I learned to be a storyteller over there because as we had youth camps, when the story got boring and you began to lose kids, they began to kick their feet in the dust and the dust would begin to rise. And pretty soon you couldn't see the kids out there and everybody was coughing. And then when the stories got good again, that is, they were paying attention, the dust would begin to settle, and the legs would stop moving, and you get immediate feedback. But as we began to see how God was working in all of those things, I began to write down things and to keep a file folder of all of the teachable moments, the things that came up where we saw God's hand in something. And that has been translated now into 270 one-minute devotionals. We did those for radio. Right now, it's playing, at my count, some 55 times a week, covering a population of about 30 million. And that all began here at Fort Wilderness. Now, I have on the table over here 180 of those one-minute devotionals. They're on CDs. There are 60 tracks on each one of the CDs. We also have a book over here that we've written on the things that we've seen from sheep. It's called All We Like Sheep. How many of you already have a copy of those? There are a number of you who have those, and those are available here after the sessions. The CDs sell for $25 for the set. The book sells for $25, but today, today you can get the CDs and the book for $20, and that would include shipping and handling as long as it's handled today or tomorrow or Monday. I want to introduce those just so that you know that they're there, but that's really not part of the lesson today. The lesson today has to do with what's underneath this white cloth. Some of you already have a good idea of what's underneath there. But let me preface it this way. Sometimes in our lives, we come into moments where things just are not working. You know what I mean? It could be a job that's not working out the way you intend it. It could be a relationship that's gone south. It could be finances that are suddenly coming to an abrupt halt. It could be any number of things that might not be working in your life. Some of you may be experiencing those things even right now. Something's gone wrong, and it's not working. So what do you do when things aren't working? I learned long ago in that yellow and white tent here at Fort Wilderness that it is far better to show people things than it is to just talk about them. So let me show you my Keurig coffee maker that's not working. I got this some time ago, and it didn't work. So what do you do when something's not working? Well, the first thing you might want to consider doing is looking at the instruction manual. And I have an instruction manual for the Keurig coffee maker. One of the gentlemen in the front row is going to bring that up for me. This is what it looks like. Isn't that nice? And if you open this to page number, let's see. There it is. Page 13. On the top, it says troubleshooting. What do you do if it doesn't work? What do you suppose is the very first thing that you need to check if your coffee maker is not working? It's plugged in. It says so right in here. If your brewer does not work, plug it in. Now, you're laughing about that. But there's some profound lessons in the things we experience on a daily basis. Now, my cord is too short to reach the plug. So what do I need? I need an extension cord in order to plug this. Anybody got an extension cord? Oh, there's a young man down here in front. He's got just what I need. I just need to plug it in. All right, I got that one done. It doesn't reach. Anybody got a longer extension cord? Rachel? Oh, I see it. It's right up here. I've got a longer one right here. So if your extension cord doesn't reach, get a longer one. We'll see if it works if I plug it in. Ah, I've got it plugged in. But it's still not working. What do you suppose the second thing is on the troubleshooting list? Plug it in. You gotta turn it on. Well, let's look at it. Okay, there's a schematic here, and there's a power button. I'm gonna push it. There's a blue light that came on. I've got it plugged in. I've got it turned on. But there's a red light. And it's still not working. What do I need to do?
Add water.
You got one of these? He's got experience. And friends, there are some among us who are experienced in these things, and they know that it's got to be plugged in, it's got to be turned on, and you've got to add water. Anybody got water? Oh, these guys in the front row. Okay. There's a spot over here. I think you take this off and you add water. Here we go. When there's a line, I filled it all the way up. It's doing something. That's good. That's good. But we still don't have coffee. It's plugged in. It's turned on. We filled it up with water. But we still don't have... Ooh, there's a red light, and it's on. And it says heating. You know, sometimes in life, if things are not working, we've got to go to the instruction manual. We've got to make sure that things are plugged in. Got to make sure that things are turned on. We've got to make sure that they're filled up. And sometimes, even though we've got all of those things done, we still have to wait and wait. The red light went off. There's a green light that's on. And there are three blue lights, one with a small mug, a medium-sized mug, and a large mug. But we still don't have coffee. What else do we need? I see a hand way back there in the back. We need a cup. You think about it for a moment. You're not getting coffee unless you've got an empty cup. Matty got an empty cup? Right here in the front row. We've got an empty cup. We'll put it right there. Wouldn't it be a mess if you were trying to make coffee with one of these and you didn't have an empty cup? So, we still don't have coffee. What else do we need to do? Yes, sir. We need grounds. There is, in this very building, a place that's called campgrounds. We need some grounds. Anybody got any coffee grounds that we can use? It's handy. It's right there, all on the first, on the front row. Now, we got a whole bunch of those K-cups right here, okay? But they're not doing us any good unless what? You're the experienced one. What do we got to do now? Do you know how to do this? Well, come on up here. You can be one of my grandkids too. So what do we do? Got to open it? I think the there you go. Let's lift that up. There you go. Oh, there's something already in there. Show them what's in there. We got a hole in it. Did you ever try to make two cups out of one of those? You do? It's not too good, is it? You're going to take out the old, all right? All right. And you can just put any of them in. Any? Look at all the different kinds that are here. See all those different cups? You got to make a choice. Which one you want?
Dark.
Dark. What you got? Oh, this is a heritage blend, dark roast. Okay, so you know what to do now? You made a choice. You took out the old. You're going to put in the new. Close it back down. But we still still don't have coffee. We've got it plugged in. We've got it turned on. We added water, we waited patiently, we removed the old, we made a choice of which new one we're going to put in there, and now we got to figure out, how big's your cup? Oh, it's blinking. Did you see that? Look at that, it's blinking. So which one are you going to take? Medium? All right, push it. Stand aside. It's making noise. Look at that. We got coffee. Give him a hand. Thank you. Thank you. And it looks like it's hot. And dark. Who wanted it dark? Come on up here. We're going to let you sample it. Like I said, the coffee's on me this morning. Now be careful. Turn around here. And it's hot.
It's vintage. It's a vintage Starbucks, man. It's good.
Good. It's very good. You see, you can take that back to your room. You see, when things aren't working, when you run into problems, you may want coffee, but if you're not getting it, if you're not getting what you're looking for, there's some things that you may need to do. You may need to go to the instruction manual. You may need to make sure that it's plugged in. You may need to make sure that it's turned on. Have to make sure that it's filled up. Make sure that you are waiting for God's timing in your life. You may have to make a choice. There may be some things you need to remove and set aside so that there is room for the new cup that's coming. And above all, make sure you've got an empty cup. Now, when you think about things, it's not just about making coffee. There are all sorts of things that may not work in our lives. And if it's not working, you understand that we have an owner's manual. We have an instruction booklet that helps us to troubleshoot the problems that we encounter in life. We can go to this. We can look for solutions to the struggles that we're having. Now, the scripture tells us, that is, the owner manual tells us, number one, that if we abide in Christ and He abides in us, that is, if we are plugged in and turned on, all things are possible when it's God who's doing the work. We may run into struggles. We may have problems. Things may look to be impossible for us, but when we're plugged in and we are turned on, all things are possible for God. When we look to Scripture and His instruction manual, His owner's manual, we find that He offers us living water that can fill us. I recall the incident where Jesus was at Jacob's well, and a Samaritan woman came, and He asked her to draw water. And He said to her, if you knew, if only you knew the one whom you were speaking to, and if you ask, He would give you living water that you might never thirst again. That's what the owner manual says. He tells us that we need to be patient and to wait on Him. Because sometimes God doesn't work in our timing. Over the years, I have found that I have often got ahead of God. I've also found that I've lagged behind Him. It's His desire for each one of us to walk right alongside of Him. Not ahead, not out in front, but right there with Him according to His timing. So we're plugged in and turned on. We are filled. There's times that we must be patient and wait. But there's times in which we have to get rid of the old and put on the new. We have to make that choice in our lives of what things are not part of His priority and choose those things that are from Him. Put them in your coffee maker. Put them into your lives if you're looking for what He wants in your life. That happened to me back when I was 34 years old. And I want to tell you, the things that He gives you are good. They are very good. For even in the hard times, there was joy, even great joy. After you've made a choice, you've gotten rid of the old, you've put on the new, make sure that you've got an empty cup. Make sure that you've got a big empty cup. I'm wondering if anybody here has got another empty cup. Anybody with an empty cup? Because I got more coffee. There he is right back. Come on up here. Let's go through it and see if you can do it. All right. We've got it plugged in. We've got it turned on. There's water in it. And you've got an empty cup. It's small. You know, doesn't really make a difference how big a cup you got. God wants to fill it. Okay, let's see if you can make coffee. He lifted it up. He took out the old. Okay. Now you got a choice to make. There's cappuccino in there. There's mocha.
You should probably pick up something that my wife would like, right? That'd be a good choice.
That was really smart of you to say. We'll all try to follow your example. Okay, he's putting in the new. Okay, what did you choose?
Cappuccino with caramel.
Oh, is that a good choice? Okay, all right.
First good choice I've made in a while. So.
Good for you. You're starting out good. Okay, now what do you do?
I don't know. You think the medium will fit in that one?
Well, try it.
It's your stage.
He made his choice. How much do you want in your cup? You want just a small cup? You want a medium-sized cup? You want a big cup and it's all filled? God's offering to fill whatever size cup you've got. Hey, here it comes. Here it comes. It's working. And we're making coffee. My prayer for each of you is that you would experience God's hand at work, at life, in your life today. That you would see your empty cup being filled, and that it would be to the praise of you, of His glory. There you go.
Thank you.
Let's see what she thinks of it. Now, friends, we got a lot more cups of cappuccino, and there's some other really good ones up here, and there's some dark, and there's some medium and light roast. And coffee in here is on me this morning, okay? Because my prayer for you just bring an empty cup. Plugged in, turned on to the Lord Jesus Christ, filled with His Word, the living water, waiting patiently. Empty out the old. Put on the new. And bring your cup, an empty cup, in order to be blessed. Lord, I ask you to take these thoughts this morning. I ask you to mark them in our hearts. I ask your Holy Spirit to interpret them and apply them where we are today. And Lord, as we leave this place, I would pray that we would be doers of your words and not hearers only. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.